The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Wild oysters were once plentiful in the estuaries around the Chesapeake Bay, but a few years ago they were almost gone because of over-harvesting, pollution, and other factors. Now they're on the increase, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Yeah, this is a story by Dave Mayfield with the Virginian Pilot, a story of how the Lynn Haven Estuary in Virginia Beach, which is large of its line with homes, is trying to come to terms with a way to restore oysters.
David, the story says it had come to the point that the only oysters anyone saw on the Lynn Haven River were the captive ones grown by oyster farmers.
The big controversy, of course, has been over oysters kept in cages, which people find unsightly and think it'll hurt their home values. But there's another group, Lynn Haven Now, that's trying to build actually oyster beds at the bottom the old-fashioned way. As Dave Mayfield reports, they've been collecting shells from 24 restaurants that save and donate the shells to them because the young oysters, they populate better on the shells of their predecessors. So Lynn Haven Now is trying to build an oyster bed that is kind of off-limits to harvest. Simply to kind of help repopulate the Lynn Haven with oysters, and which are their fabulous filters, and it will help clean the water.
And in many of the estuaries around the bay, that benefit of cleaning the water is especially important.
Some points of Lynn Haven are still too polluted for commercial fishing of oystering. So it's an effort. They took a giant barge of oyster shells and dumped 19,000 bushels of shells, that's 32,000 pounds, into a small area on the Lynn Haven River.
There are similar efforts going on at the other end of the bay in Maryland. So far, the idea seems to be working. David, we have a story about another shellfish, the bay scallop. When its habitat, eelgrass, was lost to disease, the bay scallop was almost wiped out in Virginia.
It was wiped out. This is a story by Tamara Dietrich, a reporter with the Daily Press and Newport News. And, you know, she reports that back in the 20s, the Chesapeake Bay had a huge booming harvest of bay scallops. These are not the ocean scallops, but they're a little bit more tender and, I guess, sweeter than the scallops we're familiar with at the grocery store.
Well, David, scientists know how to restore eelgrass, and they've been working on that. But, of course, it costs money, and they ran out. So they've turned to the Internet for a modern-day solution to that problem.
Virginia Institute of Marine Sciences, VIMS, has actually turned to the public with a crowdsourcing effort along with the College of William & Mary to raise $20,000 to continue this restoration area. They've got some bay scallops now living in the grass, but they're still pretty rare. But they think that with some effort, the species could return and perhaps even be commercially viable.
The hope is that with good wild stock available, bay scallops can become a major product for aquaculture in Virginia. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.